now, from the Center for Common Sense Counseling, here's Roland Trujillo.
Well, hello, everybody. Welcome to the program. My name is Roland Trujillo. Welcome to the program. Today, very special program. We're going to talk about my new book and about some of the books that I have available and the meditation that I have. This is a call to all people who, well, how about service people, people in the service? How about single moms? How about dads who are divorced? How about people who are in prison? How about people that are out of prison on parole? How about people that have some kind of an addiction, drugs, alcohol, marijuana? How about people who have been diagnosed with obsessive compulsive disorder, social phobia, bipolar, you know, all those different diagnoses that people have for mental issues? How about all kinds of people? This is a clarion call to listen up, to hear what you might hear. Look, we human beings are very special. And no, I'm not trying to cater to your ego, tell you how wonderful you are, how special you personally are, how great you are. I'm not going to do that. And I'm not going to say, oh, I've got this thing where you can, you know, become rich and famous and all that. No, I'm not going to do that either. I'm going to say that human beings in general, the human race is different than animals. The human race is different than animals. Animals have instinct. Humans don't have instinct. We have intuition. Now, animals, see, they just automatically do what they're supposed to do according to instinct. But humans don't have instinct. We have to learn and we have to follow something. But ultimately, we must learn to follow our intuition. Our intuition is, as I've always said, our closest link to God. Follow your intuition, see, and it'll lead you to happiness and wholeness and all the good things, fulfillment, purpose, all the wonderful things. But doubt your intuition, deny your intuition, and follow other people and all their advice, and, it's not good. So, we humans have intuition. And another thing about we humans, see, these are actually proof, these are proofs that we, that proofs for the existence of God and for the existence of the human soul. The other thing is, humans need hope. Humans need some kind of hope, something to look forward to. See, in little things, little matters, we need, we look forward to a meal or to school getting out, work being over, we look forward to the weekend, we look forward to a date. We look forward to finishing a class, getting through the exams. We look forward to summertime. Look forward to some sport occasion that we're going to watch or participate in. We look forward to a lot of things. We look forward to when we're kids. We look forward to Christmas, to Thanksgiving. We look forward to Halloween. See? Many things we look forward to. Even looking forward to a nice meal at the end of a hard day's work. It's nice to have a nice meal. See, we look forward to that. Hot coffee in the morning. We look forward to it. Well, if you think about it very carefully, that's a sort of a hope, isn't it? It's a hope that we know will be fulfilled, so we look forward to it. And as we go through life, we look forward to a lot of things. Well, humans need that, and animals don't. Animals don't need to look forward to anything. They just live moment to moment. They eat, they rest, they sleep, they eat, they rest, they sleep. They eat, they forage, they rest, they sleep. They eat, they forage, they rest, they sleep. See? But humans need hope. We need something to look forward to. So humans are different. So that's why I'm going to talk to you as a human being. I'm going to talk to you as a human being. Like I said, doesn't matter if you're on drugs or in prison or what have you. I'm going to talk to you like a human being. I shall be right back. Most of us react emotionally to pressure. It's not so much the pressure that hurts us, but our emotional reaction. If you would like to learn the secret of remaining calm in the face of pressure, listen to a free introductory version of the meditation exercise at www.commonsensecounseling.org. While you're there, listen to my latest lecture on relationships. It's all in the free download section. That's commonsensecounseling.org. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Roland Trujillo, and I've been on the air for 20 years. I talk about life. I talk about spiritual things. And I talk about getting you back in touch with your intuition. It's one of the most important things you can ever do. So I said that I'm going to talk to you like a human being, with a soul, with hopes and dreams, and things to look forward to, and issues. Now, did you hear the little commercial that I had there? I said that we overreact. See, the problem, now what's, see, now look, animals react, but they usually don't overreact. Animals don't overreact. Usually their reaction is about right. Although it does tend to go to extremes. If a cat sees a great big dog chasing it, well, the cat will, you know, run very quickly. You could say that's an overreaction, but it's not really. Animals react to the environment, usually with what they call what, fight or flight. Well, now when we overreact, there's something wrong with it. See, we sense something wrong with overreacting. Now there's another proof that we are not just animals. Another proof that there's something different about us, that we should be held to a higher standard, that we have a soul. See, a human being overreacts. And what? He looks bad or she looks bad. Overreact, get angry and upset. Well, that's not good. Look, you yourself, when you see somebody overreacting, you don't have as much respect for them as for someone who's calm, calm and poised. We all kind of know that being calm and poised is the way to be. And yet we overreact. We overreact and get angry at our kids for doing some little thing. We overreact and become resentful toward our husband or toward our wife. We react when traffic is slow, when things don't work out. We overreact. We become upset. We become angry. We become resentful. Then later, what? Depressed, unhappy, miserable. Some of us overreact over little things like getting on an elevator, getting on an escalator. High places, getting on an airplane, you know, that sort of thing. We overreact. And we don't like overreacting. We don't like becoming all anxious and full of anxiety. Because we know, rationally, we know it's not that big a deal, and yet we overreact anyway. So there's something not quite right about overreacting. We sense it. We'd rather be calm and poised. Okay? So the fact the fact that you can see that it's better to be calm and poised, yet you can't help yourself. You don't want to overreact, but you do anyway. That means that somehow you're out of control. It means that your soul, see, that you do not possess your own emotions, your own body. See? Someone else is in charge of your emotions. Someone else is in charge of your thinking. Your soul does not reign supreme. If your soul reigned supreme over your body, over your emotions, over your mind, then you would be perfectly poised. Your soul would observe through your eyes. See, we have eyes. We have eyes within eyes. We have an ear within an ear, a hand within a hand, a foot within a foot. And you would observe, your soul would observe through your eyes and ears what the situation is, and your soul would discern, would wait. And then your soul would intuitively sense what to do. See? But now, your body, you overreact. You become upset, nervous, anxious, angry, fearful, etc., etc. See? So that means that something's gone wrong. It means that you've lost control. Someone got to you. Someone got to you, probably when you were a little tiny child. See, someone upset you. They teased you. They were cruel to you, or they were confusing, or they were mean, or they were nicer to your brother and mean to you, or they teased you. See, they became angry at you if you did some little thing. See what I mean? And they got you upset. And so it became a conditioning. You became conditioned to be upset. Then once you lose control, once your soul loses control of all of its of its faculties, of the body's faculties, then you become completely at the beck and call of the outside. And the more your soul has lost control, the more you become sensitive to the outside. See? So we become sensitive to the outside. Now we think, well, I'm sensitive to music, and I'm sensitive to this fine wine, and I'm sensitive to this and that. Well, maybe that's really not that good of a thing, because it means that you're allowing something outside. See, if something on the outside can make you feel good, then it can also make you feel bad. If something on the outside can calm you, then it can also upset you. See? All right, now a lot of you know that. A lot of you young men, what's your problem? You guys on drugs, you guys in prison, or you ladies in prison, what's your problem? I can tell you what it is. It's anger. See? It's anger, rage, resentment. See? And how did it start? It started when you were a kid. Your parents, your mom, bossed you around, slapped you around, made you feel inferior, and you hated her, maybe. See, I'm just giving a for instance. There's a thousand different for instances I can give, but my for instances are usually pretty good. I mean, I know what for instances work, or, you know, apply to a lot of people. So here, so there's a for instance, and she knew how to put you down. She knew how to always be right. She was always right and never wrong. See, and then your dad, he was weak, or he was violent, alcoholic, brute. See, or he was weak, wimpy, or he wasn't even there. He was gone. See, so you hated him for that, for being wimpy, for being gone, or for being violent, or whatever. What, not being there for you. See? So that was your problem. Anger. Went to school. You know, things were unfair. They were cruel. People put you down. They teased you. You became angry. See? So, see how that works? So anger is a big problem. But if you look carefully, you'll see if you're angry, you're out of control. Now, a lot of people become good at suppressing and repressing. And pretend they're not angry on the surface state. They pretend they're not angry, but what happens, you know, they suppress and suppress, and suddenly they become angry and violent or something, usually at somebody weaker. So that's not fair, it's not right, it's not good. Okay, so what do? You got to get control back, whoever you are. You've got to get control back. Control over your own faculties, over your emotions, over your thinking. Okay, and I say that it's possible. In fact, I know that it's possible. It's simply a question of having your soul. Well, I'll tell you after this brief announcement.
Would you like a really positive attitude? If so, you must learn how not to be upset. If you are easily upset, it is because you are too reactive. In order to be calm, you must learn the secret of responding to inner principle instead of external tease. To learn the secret of not reacting with resentment and upset, go to commonsensecounseling.org, where you can download a free introductory copy of the meditation exercise. By relating humbly to inner principle, you can overlook others' cruelty and also overlook your own negative thoughts and emotions. By having remained unmoved, you are free to discern the meaning of the moment and respond with patience. The self-control you receive will restore confidence and a positive attitude based on a love of principle and having patience with others. Visit commonsensecounseling.org and start living instead of reacting.
If you'd like to communicate by mail, address your correspondence to Roland Trujillo, That's ROLANDTRUJILLO. Box 2, 1698 Market Street, Redding, California, 96001. That's Roland Trujillo, Box 82, 1698 Market Street, Redding, California, 96001. Please remember that Roland's program is listener-supported. Thank you.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, welcome. Now, one thing, I was going to talk about my new book. My new book, it's about parenting. A lot of you would like to be a good parent. Your parents weren't that good. Maybe your parents made some mistakes. Maybe they were decent, made some mistakes. Maybe your mom was alone, her husband was no good, he left her, and she was all alone trying to raise you. You understand, you don't blame her, you don't hate her. Maybe you were angry at her at one time, but now you see that she couldn't help herself, she did the best she could, so you don't hate her anymore. But now you have kids, now all of a sudden you discover that you are to your kids just as your parent was to you. See, maybe your parent overreacted to things, misunderstood you. When you didn't do something wrong, they accused you of doing something wrong. They got everything backwards. When they were kind, they should have been kind, they were mean. And when they should have been a little tough with you, they were too weak, and on and on and on. But now you find you're being the same way. When your child does some little thing, you find something in you, something mean, something hard, wants to rise up and be cruel. So there it is in you. See? You want to learn to deal with it. Well, my new book is called Santa's Take on Parenting. Santa's Take on Parenting. It's an excellent book. It's a fun book. Fun. It's a fun read. It's basically the story of how Santa, a couple of kids come to live with Santa and Mrs. Claus, and you know, these kids have some issues. It's like all kids have issues. So they have some issues, and it shows you how Santa and Mrs. Claus deal with these issues. With patience, with understanding, with kindness. See? Sometimes firmness, yes, but no spanking. No spanking. No hitting. No smacking, as they say in England. No spanking. No hitting, no timeouts, or no long timeouts, no yelling, no screaming, no grounding. You say, this is amazing. How can a Mrs. Claus be that way? Well, it's possible. I know for a fact that it is possible to raise kids without being permissive. See, some of you are going to say, now wait a minute, Roland, if you don't smack them around, if you don't swat them, if you don't ground them, if you don't take away privileges, if you don't punish them, if you don't have timeouts, then why, they're going to run wild and you're going to be too permissive and so on. No. No, there's a middle ground. There's a nice middle ground where you don't have to use all these punishments on the one hand, and you don't have to bribe and, you know, offer rewards and all that stuff on the other hand. It's kind of in the middle, and it's very, very possible. So you should get it. If you're a new parent, if you're a relatively new parent, or you're a parent with some issues, or you're, you know, you should get the book. It's just fabulous. It's so much fun to read. But what I was going to start off, what I had begun to say earlier, is that you need to get back in control of your emotions. Not by suppressing, not by repressing, not by running and hiding, see, not by changing the outside, but by just by simply learning to be still, learning to respond to your intuition, see. Learn to respond to your intuition and then calmly observe people, places, and things on the outside. See, now what you do is you react to people on the outside and what they do. You react, become upset. And then on the inside, your conscience makes you aware that you did something wrong, so you run from your conscience. Now you must become a friend of conscience, and then you'll be able to calmly observe people without becoming upset or angry at them. It's that simple. I'll be right back.
Hello, this is Roland. Highlights from selected Common Sense programs are available at our website, commonsensecounseling.org. Click on Streaming Audio and you'll find programs by topic in Real Player or Windows Media format. Plus, listen to my lecture on how to stop hurting those you love, and find links to all five of my blogs. It's all at commonsensecounseling.org.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is the home stretch. My name is Roland Trujillo. I have a fabulous meditation that will help you to become still. Refine your intuition. Refine your conscience. And become a friend of it. See? Then once you have found your conscience and you become a friend of it, then you go out in the world and you can observe people and places and see people's mistakes, see their foolishness, and not hate them for it. You'll see the mistake, but you won't hate them. You won't resent them. See? You won't puff up in pride and judge them. See? Or your husband. You won't judge him, hate him. You'll be closer to conscience, closer to intuition, little distant to people, places, things. You'll calm down. See? And your soul will begin more and more to respond to the good on the inside and less to the confusion and the changing circumstances on the outside. It's that simple. See? So here I am right now, and I'm talking to you spontaneously. See, I wanted to talk about my book, and I began talking about human beings and how we're different from animals, and human beings and how we have intuition. And it became a very nice program, completely different than I thought it would be, but very, very nice program. You should listen to it again. You can by going to coachroland.com, C-O-A-C-H, coachroland, R-O-L-A-N-D.com, and you can listen to this program. You know, just look for the radio log and click on it, and then look for this program. Listen to it again. KCAAradio.com also has podcasts of all my programs, so you can find me on Saturday morning, click on podcasts, and listen again. You really should. It's an excellent program. And you should get my meditation. Incidentally, you can get the meditation free, absolutely free, at coachroland.com. Now, I'll talk about the book. Now, this book is a wonderful book. I don't even know why I wrote it or how I came to write it, but it is a wonderful book. Even if you don't have kids, if you have issues with your parents, maybe if you read this book, it'll give you some insights into how they didn't quite get it right, and you'll see why they didn't. Nobody taught them. See, nobody loved them either. There was nobody there to gently teach them and coach them and guide them. See, your mom, her father probably wasn't there for her, and your dad, his dad wasn't there for him in some way. And so they just never found it. See, now you can find it. And not only that, but you can learn how to be, you know, a good parent to your kids, so you won't do the same to them that was done to you. Okay? All right. Now, the other thing, if you're taking drugs and all that sort of thing, you're addicted to this and addicted to that, I can tell you why. It's because it's anger. Anger. Rage. Hatred, resentment. See? See, though. Begin to meditate as I teach. Get a little closer to your intuition. Begin to see these things in the light of intuition. And, well, they'll start to dissolve away. The things that you used to rage over, they won't be so important anymore. And you'll begin to have a natural control over yourself. And the more calm you are, there's a certain triumph, a certain joy in being calm, naturally calm. Not by repressing and suppressing, but just something happens, and instead of becoming upset by it, you just have a twinkle in your eye. Okay? All right. Now, you really ought to get this book for yourself or for somebody you know. It'd be a wonderful Christmas gift. Santa's Take on Parenting. You really should get it. And after this break, I'll tell you how.
This is Roland.
It's obvious to searching and sensitive people that what we have here is the real deal. We help people find their intuition and become friends with conscience. Helping people awaken to the reality of inner truth and restoring them to the God of conscience is my gift to you. But I must take a moment to ask for help in return. We're in desperate need of someone to sponsor our airtime. It's a miracle that I'm still here after 18 years. But in order to continue, we need help in a big way. We're in special need of someone who can give a large gift of $1,000 or more. If you have been blessed in your life, and especially if you are blessed to be able to hear and respond to truth, then helping us to stay on the air would be a noble way of expressing your gratitude. If you've ever thought of helping us, now is the time to do so. Your gift will make a difference. You will actually be helping others by sponsoring this program and keeping it on the air so that it will be there for people. If you would like to help, make your check payable to Roland Trujillo, 1698 Market Street, Box 282, Redding, California, 96001. To give a gift by credit card, log on to commonsensecounseling.org and click on the donate button. Gifts are not tax deductible, but your reward will be in heaven, as the old saying goes. Thank you. Well, this was an excellent program, ladies and gentlemen. If you want to find out about Santa's Take on Parenting and read some of the inside of it, go to santastake.com. S-A-N-T-A-S, santastake, T-A-K-E, .com, santastake.com. If you go there, you can actually, well, you can read some of the book right there, santastake.com. It's fun. It's like a novel. You won't want to put it down. It'll be so much fun. It'll be more fun than watching TV. Santastake.com. www.santastake.com. Thank you for listening, ladies and gentlemen. Until next time, bye-bye.
You have been listening to Roland Trujillo from the Center for Common Sense Counseling. Now you can listen to Roland anytime by logging on to www.commonsensecounseling.org. You'll find lots of free helpful information, and you can also order materials or make a donation by using your credit card. Once again, the web address is commonsensecounseling.org. If you'd like to communicate by mail, address your correspondence to Roland Trujillo. That's R-O-L-A-N-D. Trujillo, 1698 Market Street, Box 282, Redding, California, 96001. That's 1698 Market Street, Box 282, Redding, California, 96001. Please remember that Roland's program is listener-supported. Thank you.